Shabbat Shalom! Tonight we're going to cover the after show for The Real Housewives of New Jersey. It is season 7, episode 6, Swimming with the Gefilte Fish. Coming at you right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Oh yeah, girls. I'm feeling it tonight. I'm ready to go to a Jewish wedding.
Yes.
I'm ready for Friday night dinner with the fam.
Shabbat.
Any questions we have tonight, we're going to defer to Fern.
Whose husband is Jewish, but not that Jewish, so I don't know.
Well, I'll try my best. We're mostly coming from an Italian background here.
More Jewish than me and Megan, so.
Well, thank you for joining us, everybody. I'll be your host tonight. I am Megan Stecker. Grant is off tonight. He just moved to a new place. Congratulations, Grant. We hope you're enjoying your solitude, shall I say. He got his own place, all grown up. But we miss him. But also joining me tonight, my usual suspects.
Fern Ronay here.
Hi, I'm Annabelle. I feel like we're in Teresa's camp. It's just all girls tonight. I'm loving it.
Hey, yes, we're away at camp. The sorority. What did she call in that one
camp,
episode?
Right? Camp.
But other camp? Than camp, she also called it, when she was at Dolores' birthday.
Oh, in the dorm?
The dorm. Yes. Tonight, the girls coming at you from the dorm. Well, this was an interesting episode. I refer to it as a basic bitch episode. And then at the end of watching it again tonight, I watched it today before I came in and then again tonight. And then I was like, oh, choppy. Let me describe it as choppy. But what did you girls think of this episode?
There were so many scenes that I was like, this is a nothing scene. This is pointless.
Yeah.
But
I think I checked my phone more times than Ziggy's children. I was just like, what is happening? Oh, this is still happening. Like, it was like TV version of Ambien. I was like, oh, yes.
Well, I think we didn't have one long story to follow this week and no drama. So it was a lot of setting us up for the next few episodes. Mm-hmm. And also, we do have two new wives. So we get a lot of basic stuff and filler when you have a new wife. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get you to know them.
All the intro stuff.
I gotta say, I'm not super into Dolores's storyline with
the dying dog
makeover. Oh. Yeah, it's all very sad to me. Yeah. Like the house makeover that the ex-husband's funding.
I know. And the way she described the dog dying, she's like, maybe this, and then she made it about her, like, maybe this is like a new chapter, like a moving on.
This is the only man I've ever trusted. People have said that. I'm like, how many people are like, you know, her dying dog is the only man she's ever trusted. I'm like, also, how sad is that? I trust the ex-husband who's still paying $20,000 for a new kitchen. How do I get an ex-husband? How do I get a husband? But especially, how do I get an ex-husband who will still give me money?
Right.
I feel like that's... She's living the dream. Right. Besides the dog part, she's living the dream.
She is living the dream. Like, having the ex-husband still pay for everything. Well, he bamboozled her this week, in her words. It was a total bamboozle. So I would have been really pissed. Would you guys have been pissed? I mean, it is his money. But would you have been pissed if you came home and you weren't getting a new kitchen, you were getting a painted kitchen?
And they didn't take any of the dishes out of the cabinet.
Oh, no. I mean, it makes so much mess. If you guys have ever done any DIY at home, like sanding and repainting something, the entire house is covered in dust. Right. So the fact that her dishes weren't covered up, I would have been like, no. Right. Get out of here.
I hope Frankie's clothes don't get all dusty and he has to take them off. It'd be terrible.
Young Frankie, we're speaking of
serious lack of Frankie this time. Serious
Frankie
lack.
Frankie Jr.
Yes, only... Oh, yeah, not Mr. New Jersey Frankie. I mean jailbait Frankie.
Jailbait Frankie. Right. Hi. Do we know his birthday? I know it's out.
Where's the birthday countdown? I ask for it every week.
I know.
I'm not going to do the math because I can't, but if somebody... I know somebody's listening who can.
It should be in Times Square, like the countdown.
Yes.
Yes.
And if any intrepid reporters out there know what was going on with Frankie's forehead this week, we'd love to know.
Yes, his face is his fortune and his body. Yes.
I'm wondering if it was just like a little gym accident, like he knocked into like a weightlifting bar or something.
Maybe it was from when he fell from heaven.
Probably. Frankie, call me. Or perhaps like some sort of burn. Was he reaching into the oven and smacked his... I don't know what it was.
And then he was like, I have to make these sandwiches for a charity. And he brought in a bunch of like bread for make like peanut
Let
butter
me
sandwiches.
Tell you, this guy seems
it's like... sell
like
calendars of yourself, Frankie.
Such a catch.
Oh my God.
He's like at the gym every morning. Like
he says his prayers, his mother said. Didn't she say that in episode
yes,
one or something?
That body.
Why does he have any cousins in New Jersey to set him up with?
hope he's single, because if they bring a girl into his storyline, it's going to ruin my week. Anyhooski.
All of ours.
Anyhooski. Okay, so the ladies, Jacqueline, after Siggy steps by to see the hot mess over at Dolores's, the two of them hop in the Range Rover, head over to Jacqueline's, and get Jacqueline's take on the fight with Teresa. What did you guys think of Jacqueline's version of events?
I guess Jacqueline and I weren't at the same in the same kitchen. So I was like, is this a fiction book that she's reading? I was like, this, none of it happened. And just the part of her putting her finger repeatedly in Melissa's face was...
okay. Oh. I also had a major problem with that.
Me too.
Disgusting.
Finger exclamation point, yes.
I mean, I am a pretty vile person, but I still have never... I still don't put my finger in people's faces.
No, that was obnoxious.
Yeah. Fern, what did you think
her
of the
recap,
whole?
Though? She was like, I thought it would be light and airy, but she said, like, she just... that she said that Teresa started it, basically.
Right.
Started it with saying, I thought something would happen at Envy. Like, she kind
she
of...
She did start it, yes.
By
Megan
baiting her.
Always has... the best recommendation. If Megan recommends a podcast, listen. So I'm now listening to Amy Phillips, and she had a really good breakdown.
Okay.
Like they broke down last week, piece by piece.
Yeah.
And she, I think the final determination was Jacqueline started it. She was baiting her for something.
Yeah.
And then she got it. And then she kept saying, comparing criminal versus civil bankruptcy. And who cares if this is your friend? Shut up. Don't throw their mistakes back in their face. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter that theirs was criminal and yours wasn't. Does that make you a better person? Whatever. Just shut up about that.
Yeah. I think, speaking of Amy Phillips, she had a great point in that, like, who said it? I don't remember at this point, but it's like, Jacqueline, do you want to be right or do you want to be friends with Teresa?
Exactly.
Or was that from the show?
I don't know.
I forget
I heard
at this
it
point.
Too, though.
Okay. I forget at this point. But, I mean, I think that's what's going on here. But I do think Jacqueline instigated it. Okay, so we're all there on that.
Yeah, she instigated it.
Yeah, she did.
Like every finger point. And she's like, I don't understand what Jacqueline wants. Like, what does she want from her? Like, she's already served her time. Like, they've already gone through enough problems. It's like, now that she's out and her husband's about to go to prison, like, what do you think they still owe you? I'm still, like, confused.
Exactly.
Besides the point of a storyline, I still don't know what she's asking
for. To me, it felt like last week she wanted Teresa to be more sorry and admit to all these things she hasn't admitted to yet. And it's like, it's never gonna happen, Jack.
The classic thing of every housewife. No matter how the person says sorry, they're always like, they apologized, but I didn't feel it was sincere. And I was like, well, that's not free. That's how you feel. The point is they apologized, and then however you decide to feel about it really doesn't have anything to do with them. Jacqueline, and like, she looks like a Muppet right now. Like, the strong lip is not maybe the best choice when you have brand new ones coming on a little strong. Just, Jacqueline is...
She's coming on a little strong, too, with... Yeah, like, what exactly does she want from Teresa?
And then
she wants her to come clean and admit... What? How much further would it get you? If you're true friends, you just forget the past. You forgive and forget.
I don't understand what she
on.
Wants. And then Melissa was like, I didn't think it was appropriate that you called my husband, which is absolutely true. And she's like, well, he was my friend first. Like, well, he's my friend. I'm like, no, that's not...
Right.
Oh, that's not how
not
this
okay.
works.
Yeah.
Like, listen, if somebody called Chris, I bet she'd be upset. You know, he has plenty of time to be on the phone. He's not at work. So it's like...
Right.
You can get him on the phone anytime. But you don't, because it's not appropriate.
Little Colonel Headquarters.
Watch out, Orville Redenbacher.
So we are being cross-cut during the scene of Jacqueline recounting what happened. We're cross-cutting with Melissa and Joe kind of talking about Joe's involvement in that argument, because Joe got a phone call from Jacqueline in the middle of the argument. And Melissa's upset and wants to talk to Jacqueline to nip this in the butt. So, as we very much love our Jersey housewives for not ever pronouncing anything right, this was probably the first zinger of the night. So, she's going to nip it in the butt. let's jump to getting a scissor. So, Teresa gets to cut off her ankle bracelet after 7 a.m. in the morning. I'm really confused about why they went into the bathroom and made it private. Why they didn't do it on camera. That was really strange
to me.
Maybe
she had to take her pants off? I don't know. But it was so unceremonious. You would think, yeah, like,
and these are from people who had sex in a vineyard. So you think cutting off a... I just love that they did it with scissors. I feel like it brings the prison story, like, full circle.
Well, here's the thing. Girls I know from New Jersey will always say, go get a scissor. Instead of, like, pair of scissors or the scissors, they'll say, like, go get a scissor. Do people say that in your town where you're from?
No, I think we say, where are the scissors?
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they both were saying a scissor.
Maybe in Italian it's pronounced like a single word.
Singular. There we go.
I think that's where a lot of her mistakes come from. Not to make excuses for Teresa, but I do. Because it's not her first language.
Okay. It wasn't?
No.
She was born here, though, right?
I think she said in one of her books that she grew up speaking Italian until
before
she got
going
to
school.
Kindergarten.
Okay, yeah. I have a friend, same with Spanish for her. Okay.
But she's probably literate.
So I thought it was interesting that Adriana said, this is the worst day ever because you still have to go to work. Because she thought, oh, mommy's ankle bracelet getting cut off means you don't have to work anymore. And she said, no, I do have to work. And she said, this is the worst day ever. And I think that was because, tell me if you guys think I'm right, because they made the mistake of telling her while she was at prison that she was at work.
Yes.
So right. She and thinks, it's like mommy's going
to
go
away
again. Do
you still really believe? I know. They're going to have to break it to her one day that she was not at work.
I know.
Oh. Yeah. She has such separation anxiety, that little one.
I know.
They always get her on camera saying, can I sit next to you?
It's really
the
sweet.
The poor thing.
I know. Well, I think, like, Teresa needs to do a better job of making her feel like, I'm not going anywhere.
Right. That part of work is over.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I'm still at work because the cameras, well, we're all at work right now.
Exactly.
You signed the release, Adriana. You know what you got into.
And then Teresa and Joe have a little tiff over him being too rough with the girls. I don't know. I feel like I had a dad that was rough with girls because he was very, like, blue-collar, rough and tumble. I don't know. I didn't think he was hurting her at all.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess this is, like, an actual peek behind the curtains with them because I feel like we never get to see anything real with Teresa until she, like, blows up and can't control her emotions.
Right.
So
that's a good point.
I thought it was interesting and, like, good footage for me. Like, this like was, like, that, actual meat of an episode.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like that's just their relationship. Yeah, that is, like, a peek behind the curtain, and that is their relationship. And, yeah, he's got some girls that aren't girly girls, and that's how he relates to Melania, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I didn't do anything physical as a child or as an adult, especially not with my dad. So it's, like, to see, like, roughhousing, I don't get it, but it's, like...
I didn't either.
It's the same thing we say on the Kardashians. I was like, they're so, like, everybody, like, I was like, do families do this? Or do my family just, like, Howie Mandel it? And they're like, don't touch me. But, like, I guess, I mean, Joe at least is spending time with them. I think he spends a lot more time with them than I had assumed.
And it's better than the way we've seen him treat them in other episodes where he's, like, screaming at them and yelling, like, things that I don't think are appropriate.
Yeah.
The way he talks to them sometimes, I'm like, he's such a pig.
I think it's probably.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, he didn't go to school to be, like, a child, to be a working child development. I think he's, like, relating to them as best as, like, a Guido gorilla who, you know, he's like, shake my back. You know, it's like that's their bonding.
Totally.
I think he's trying his best.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which still isn't great, but, you know.
He's trying.
He's trying.
So we'll talk more about the family later in the episode. Melissa and Jacqueline do meet, finally, to talk about the involvement with Joe's name in this whole situation between Jacqueline and Teresa. And the finger in the face, I know we've talked about. I couldn't get over it, and I couldn't understand how Melissa stayed so calm.
Oh, my God. I would have grabbed her finger and been like, not appropriate.
No. I mean, the flashback to 2010 to Melissa's old face was so good.
Completely different.
So I love the flashbacks of, like, they're old amazing faces in the sepia tone. It, like, makes it just that more dramatic.
I mean, it was, like, the nose was markedly way different. The chin even was way different. I was like, wow.
It's like Jacqueline in, like, the fight was, like, pointing out every part of her that had changed. Like, I'm going to jab and point at every feature that you've paid for. Like, point, 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 point.
It seems like Jacqueline wants credit for something from everyone. Like, she's like, I tried so hard with your family. I did all those things I did for you. It's like, What have you done?
Exactly. Yeah, it was like, what the hell did she do for them?
So she's convinced that she tried many, many, many times to, like, heal the Gorga and Giudice families back together.
If they weren't on TV.
Great job. Yeah.
If they weren't on TV, she would have minded her own business. She only did that.
Exactly.
Because it was part of the...
Thank you, Fern. You're very welcome. Exactly right. Yeah, I've had enough of talking about Jacqueline for now. We do finally jump into Siggy's family dramas or her storyline.
Wait, really quickly, I think it was wrong that she called Joe and not Melissa. Okay. Like, if you call the girl, because it's, I don't know, maybe it's a Jersey thing, maybe it's an Italian thing, but... It's you don't call my husband like you call me.
And it's
I'm the girl.
Thing. That's
yes, exactly.
So disrespectful. I
exactly.
Think.
And for her to be like, I'm friends with him too, and we're calling him right now. Like putting that woman's brother in the middle of your girl fight. Melissa's 100% right.
Uh huh.
I exactly. thought it was so tacky. I don't see how it reflects badly on Melissa. I guess Melissa knows Teresa better than anybody, and maybe she's right about Teresa will take it out on her, but, like, I just really didn't think it had anything to do with Melissa.
No.
But I did appreciate Melissa going to her woman to woman and being like, don't you fucking call my husband.
Yeah, and she said you could have caused even bigger problems. We're in a good place. And
right.
She's absolutely right. So, Jacqueline, you tried to mend their family relationship all those other times,
right.
as you claim, and you could have really caused something big,
and
which
then
I think she would have wanted
to. And then
at
the end of the phone call, when she's like, I was just calling to make sure everything's okay. And I was right. like, no, you are doing the exact opposite.
Exactly.
Meddling.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry. Anyway, let's jump into Siggy's stuff. So her parents come over, and I was thrilled to know that her dad's name is Mordecai.
Mordecai and Rachel.
Oh my God. Well, I was like, what? Mordecai sounds like such a name from a movie. And I was like, wait, Mordecai, where have I heard that? But I looked up what it meant.
They're so
oh,
cute.
I didn't save it.
Their okay. wedding picture was beautiful.
Oh my God, beautiful.
Oh, her mom is
stunning.
Gorgeous. I can see, like, Siggy looks so much like her mom, but her mom is just like this, like the profile in the
stunning.
Wedding photo.
Stunning. And bringing soup in a Bloomingdale's bag. I mean, two of my favorite things.
Good taste in that family. Mm-hmm. But Mordecai is a Hebrew name for a warrior.
Oh.
So there you go.
Interesting.
There you go.
And he survived the Holocaust. I, like, want to hang out with them. They're so cute, and I want to ask them a million questions.
They're adorable.
Book them.
Let's do it.
The Kiddush.
Mordecai,
is that how you
me.
Say it? The Kiddush dinner?
I think so. I don't know.
I keep wanting to say Kiddush. Kiddush. Which I did look up, because I was like, wait, I thought it's called Shabbat if you do it on
right, that's what I thought.
Friday night. But Kiddush, according to Google, is a ceremony of prayer and blessing over wine performed by head of a Jewish household at the meal ushering in the Sabbath on a Friday night. Or at the lunch preceding it. So I guess, you know, because you do pray. Oh, here we go. Hebrew word kiddush translate as sanctification or separation. Verbally declaring Shabbat. Okay, there you go. So because you've done the special prayer, you're like, okay, now we're doing Shabbat. There we go.
Okay. I feel like Charlotte in Sex and the City. I'm just learning so much stuff.
I know. I'm so glad we're going
to make a holiday. I don't know anything. Sorry.
I'm ready to sign up for J-Date. I'm ready.
God, thank God we have one person with a loose connection to Judaism.
I asked my husband, because I knew this was coming up, and I asked him, I was like, what is Shabbat? And he said, like, you know, like, you're Christian, you guys go to church on Sunday, you celebrate right. your day of rest on Sunday, mm-hmm. they celebrate on Saturday, and so the night before they, like, celebrate right. for 24 hours.
Yeah, because I know my friends would have, like, Friday night would be Shabbat dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. We're trying to piece it together. Sorry to the listeners who are Jewish, and
sorry.
They're like, these girls are idiots.
Sorry.
Let's go through with Siggy stuff, because I feel like we're bouncing all over the place in this episode. It's driving me crazy. Siggy also doesn't know who Andrew Jackson is, which is kind of adorable and kind of annoying. I'm like, he's on the $20 bill. But I love her house.
Yeah.
I feel like I have such a strong aversion to the way that all the other Jersey housewives decorate, and I thought Siggy's house was beautiful.
I love hers. Do you see, like, the giant, like, knockoff Chanel? I mean, like, the giant perfume bottles
yes.
that say, like, number five, like, Ziggy? I love them.
Me
like,
too.
What Michaels did she get that? I, like, love her decorations. I love her. It's like, I get the not knowing the introduction. Like, everyone uses a credit card. How is she supposed to know that?
And I also love that she grew up in Cherry Hill. Shout out. That's, for people that don't know, directly across the bridge from Philadelphia. And I am a Philadelphia area girl. So shout out to Cherry Hill and all my friends from the Hill. What else with her?
I feel like she's so needy with her kids. She's like, I just want him to, like, hug me. Like, her dad was right. He's a good kid. Leave him alone. Get off his...
The thing with... I completely appreciate her and the way she's raising her kids, because I feel like it's old school, and I feel like no one makes their kids do what they say anymore. Like how her mother was saying, you're in charge, you're the head of the house, like, your kids have to listen to you. Yes, they do. For all you parents who let your kids run the house, like, you do, you know what I mean? Like, I grew up fearing my parents. I kind of still do.
Yeah, me too.
It's like, your kids need to have a healthy fear of you and know you're in charge. Kids need boundaries and limits. And
yeah.
I appreciate her storyline and the way that she's raising her kids.
Okay.
The phone thing is super annoying. But I don't know how to raise
kids. She's like an Amish English teacher. Like, she hates the phone. Like, get it out of here.
Well, I do think out of respect, like, your kids can not be on the phone when you are doing a family thing. Like, right. God forbid for an hour when your grandparents are visiting you not be on the phone.
Right.
Like, get over it.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I understand it like a religious dinner, but it's like in the diner at 2 p.m. last week. It's like, I feel like older people, it's like they would be on their phones the same age. If phones were around in the 70s, that would be it. People mm-hmm. would be like live tweeting like Martin Luther King. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so if they had the technology then, they would be doing the exact same thing. And when older people like have a problem with technology now, like, get off of it. And like, it's just because you don't understand how to work yours. Because if you did, you'd be on it the same way as me. I know, that's...
You're right. You are. I think you're right. That's just me.
I just love that she kept referring to it. She's like, I'm not asking you to be super juice. Like, right. I just kept thinking of a little cape. Yeah.
That was cute. She said super juice like 3 times, uh-huh. and I thought it was really cute. Okay, so Teresa, we also get her take on the fight. P.S. We're done with Siggy. Love you, Siggy. Great. We'll see you next week. We get Teresa's take on the fight with Jacqueline. Obviously, she's a complete opposite viewpoint. She really didn't break down the fight. She kind of just went straight to Jacqueline's evil. She's an effing biatch. She's got how does she say it? Caron. I don't even know.
Balls,
what.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How do you say that?
I don't know. My parents don't say that word. I don't know.
Because I've heard it as like cojones, Spanish. But I didn't know if that's like the Italian word or if it's just like the edamame she wanted to put up her butt.
Correct. So Teresa wants to put edamame up her ass. So apparently Teresa thinks that, what is the?
An enema.
Enema is a colonic. Like, she is speaking of a colonic where you would go to a place that specializes in just a routine cleaning out down there.
When you need to drop, like, a couple pounds.
Yeah. To flatten out the belly for a tight dress. But enema is something you have done at, like, the hospital, right?
I don't know.
You can buy enema
at the drugstore?
Yeah, because remember, like, Shannon Bedore got hers, like, stuck in... Oh. Hers before she had to like go to a cocktail party, and she like her husband had to get it out.
Oh yeah. My god!
Last season.
So I can't believe he had an affair.
So is an enema something that will cause you to have a number two like rapidly?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Of all of the ridiculous things Teresa said, like confusing,
and it's like
but edamame, like that was.
And if anyone needs an enema, it's Jacqueline because she's full of shit. So like, if anybody needs to be doing that, it's not Teresa.
But I'm ching. There we go. But Teresa did, she had a good point. She said she plays the innocent before she like trailed off into calling her a bitch and a whole bunch of different names. Which I do think she does. I think Jacqueline is, she wants to be like the top dog, but she plays like she's so sweet. And it's just come out over the years that she's just ready to rumble. She's not...
She comes useful, who she's helpful, likable.
She's not who she pretends to be.
Yeah. You think she's fake? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I do.
I don't know. I feel like her storylines are fake. Like, I need to be, I need to know what's going on with you so we can be like a real friendship. Like, that's just, you know, BS. But I don't know. I just think at this point, she needs Teresa, and Teresa doesn't need her at all. Mm-hmm. And so she's just, like, grasping. But I don't know if she's... Yeah, I guess maybe she's fake.
Did anyone get secondhand embarrassment? I'm sorry, skip around. When she was in the kitchen with Ashley, and then she was like, I'm the cool mom, and did, like, an Urkel dance. And I'm like, you're not Regina George's mom. Although your boobs are hotter to rock, Jacqueline, you are not a cool mom. You are at all.
Well, speaking of that dinner.
Whatsoever.
Not a cool mom. Speaking of that dinner, so Ashley's boyfriend Pete comes over to have family dinner with them.
Who I think looks just like Joe Francis. Kind of?
I think he's really cute, actually. I think Pete's cute.
I think he's very cute. I was like, wow, Ashley, like, that gives me hope. Cause she's a monster, so, like.
Oh, my God.
Looks great. I mean, personality-wise.
Oh my God, we have to do a side by side.
I have to say, I'm not attracted to him, but he seems like seems like a very nice young man.
Yeah, like, he seems like a little too nice. Yeah.
For the Ashley that we've always known. The Ashley that we've always known, I'm like, wow, okay.
He must have not watched the show.
That, or he just knows a different side of her.
Which is good.
That we don't know. So, we do know present, current time. They're engaged and expecting, so mazel to continue
the Jewish
Judaism
theme.
Night mazel. So he, I felt like he was really brave on this show. Like he was like, batter up, I'm ready to go on a reality show. He, in not knowing, I mean, look, you're nervous. You're about to tell your girlfriend's mom you want to propose, and he just like did it right out on camera, alone with her in the kitchen, like. I want to propose to Ashley. She's the one. Help me pick out a ring. So that gives me a little, like, second thoughts about him. I'm like, well, if you're, like, a shy, sweet young man, I don't know that you would have the balls to do that on camera.
Yeah. So maybe, yeah.
I think he's great. I don't know how he wasn't scared off that during the dinner, Chris and Jacqueline kept being like, you remind us so much of us. You know, Chris is like, you remind me so much of, you know, me. He's starting a business. I'm like, yeah, both of you are great at starting businesses. If, like, those two were looking at me, they're like, you remind me of, like, just of us so much. I'm being like, oh, no.
Run.
New life direction now. Like.
She did apologize for comparing them to herself.
I mean, she should. It's a huge insult.
I thought it was cute how she got nervous and was dropping things. Yeah. I think she was very overwhelmed.
It's interesting, though. I wonder if he is really genuine and was, like, doing this because he loves Ashley so much. And she's like, you have to be on the show. Like, we have to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, he had to, like, you know, muster all the courage and do it. Or he, like, secretly wants to be on TV. I don't know. I hope he's sincere.
Or is Ashley like, listen, we need them to pay for the wedding. We need Bravo to pay for the wedding.
Right.
We are getting, like, listen, she thinks she's a Pandora. She's not. They're not going to, you know, they're not going to get Kevin Lee, the wedding planner. They can't afford it. But it's like they're really begging.
Right.
They shouldn't have had a baby first.
No.
I feel like it's better if you're like, oh, I found the man of my dreams. We're going to have the Bravo wedding of our dreams.
Unless it's like an NBA player. Yeah, don't. Trap them with the baby first. That's the only way it works.
Obviously.
Get that ATM baby.
Wags.
To get a Bravo wedding, you have to do the, like, traditional,
Let's talk about actual shopping for the ring. When they trotted out that 3-carat engagement ring, I was like, well, okay, so obviously they're getting the ring for free by showing where they're getting it from, or they're not actually getting the 3-carat ring. Because there's no way in hell that poor young boy can afford a 3-carat diamond ring.
Or his parents own, like, the Brownstones competitor or something.
Or they own the jewelry store.
Yeah, there's no way they could afford that blood diamond. Like, that was insane.
How much, for an as a married woman with a ring on your finger, how much would a 3-carat diamond cost?
I have no idea.
I didn't buy it.
I don't know.
Is it supposed to be, like, what, 3 months' salary?
That's like the old school rule for like how much money you're supposed to spend on a ring.
Okay. And what does he do again? Does he have a salary?
Yeah, what is... I don't know, right?
If we're going on salary, it's going to be like one of those rings from like a bubblegum machine.
Well, he's definitely going to Zales. One of those places that like... at the mall. And no, I don't have a ring on my finger, so I'm not trying to shit on him. But just saying...
Yeah.
Just saying, he can't afford... three-carat.
Yeah.
Where did they go?
The kiss
go?
Begins with K for that one.
The kiss begins with K. We are just...
Good luck, Pete.
But Frankie, I would accept any ring you want to give me. Any at all. Your class ring, anything.
Frankie, call me. Okay, let's go to family meeting with Tree and Joe and the girls. I thought this was awesome. Because this is so not Teresa. And she's like, oh, I learned how to deal with my feelings and when I was away. And we're going to, you know, we're going to talk about, we're going to have a family meeting and talk about what we want to change. And I thought Melania was naturally the star of this scene.
Naturally.
Adorbs. Calling Joe fat. Mm-hmm. Parentheses fat. Because everyone's calling her fat, apparently.
Which that, like, broke my heart.
Broke me my too. Heart. It's
like, she's not an a comment section on the internet. Like, she shouldn't be, like, being called fat.
Exactly.
I do understand Gia calling her fat. Only because I grew up with three sisters as well, and you are freaking really hard on each other and mean to each other. And
But her parents shouldn't be.
Right. But the fact that her father called her that or told her that. Terrible. We'll give her a complex for the rest of her life, so that's not good.
That broke my heart.
I'm so impressed that they even had this meeting because...
Me too.
Like, people say that Teresa hasn't changed at all. I think she has. Before she went away, I was like... I was hard on her. I was like, this is karma. This is what you get when all you care about is being greedy and looking like you're rich. And this is, like, a perfect story of how karmic retribution. And I didn't think she would ever change. I was like, she's not introspective enough. Mm-hmm. But I am shocked that she even attempted to do this because it's so not like her. The old Teresa, I don't think, would ever. And that good things came out of it. Like, they joked, but, like, it came out that it hurts Melania's feelings when she's called that. It came out that, you know, certain things were revealed that I think it had a good outcome. So I'm totally impressed with Teresa.
Anytime there's a family scene, I always look at Gabriella and think that she's the friend who's over visiting.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, that's not their kid. No, it's not. It's the friend who's, like, and then she's being there completely silent. They're like, Gabriella, why aren't you talking? Because it seems like they were doing, like, a suggestion box thing because each of them had, like, a pad and paper. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't know. And they're like, speak up. And I'm like, she hasn't spoken in, like, six seasons. You can tell. Like, she was just going to write, like, help me on the pad and, like, hold it up to the camera. Like, I felt, like, bad for her. Like, this is so much pressure and also so embarrassing.
I forgot about her. Did she say anything?
No, she didn't. They were, like, prodding her to say something. And they're like, Joe was like, stop acting like you're always so embarrassed. And she's like, oh, nice.
Oh, the poor thing. She does not belong in that family.
She knows it.
I'm not part of this. She's not part of the family.
She takes one look around that room and she was like raising her hand like, can we have a blood test?
Why did my parents leave me at the hospital? Why did they pick me? I'm like, why? Help me.
Look at the ring art we got up there. Aww. How funny. Our engineer has put what are these called?
Lollipop ring
pops up for us. I think that's about a 15 carat ring pops.
And love it's cherry. Those are the best ones.
That's what Frankie's bringing for you, Annabelle.
Ooh, please. Frankie. Any type of lollipop, Frankie.
Frankie, you can find her on Twitter at...
Tweet me, beat me, email me, anything. Snap me, I'll pay for your plane fare.
I thought it was really fun, them going to iFly for Melania's birthday.
So fun.
I really enjoyed the sepia tone flashback, too. First you would one, then you would two. Wasn't that the birthday party that happened?
I wanted the song to go full
way. I know. I was like, we're going to get it. And we didn't. But iFly looked really fun. Of course, Teresa chickened out. I would have loved to have seen her, like...
I love that Teresa, in the same episode, she gets her ankle bracelet off. She gets right back in the jumpsuit to go to iFly for the iFly.
Snap. You're so right. Oy vey. Maybe that's why she didn't want to do it. She was like, nah.
I wanted to do it. It looks so fun. You did the real thing.
I really skydived. iFly would have been a much better option.
You didn't know it existed.
I'm like... still upset over skydiving, I think, all these weeks later.
It was awesome. You have to follow Megan Snaps. Last week, we forgot to mention you were in South Beach living it up.
I was.
With Nia Black at a charity.
I was trying to do a little intel for the Real Housewives of New York trip, but it was kind of like the Olympics preempted an episode that it could have gone, you know, I needed all the information of, like, where they were hanging out and da-da-da, and we didn't know that.
Right.
While I was in Miami, so I didn't know, like, what hotels to go to bother the staff or what restaurants to go try to, like, get information from. So the trip was just for fun for me and the gals. But it was a good time.
It looked awesome.
But anywho, ski. I also skydived, and iFly would have been a very sufficient substitute for that.
I did iFly, and it was so much fun, but I felt so bad giving them back the goggles because I had so much foundation, like, gunked in it, and I was like, ooh, here, sorry. And they were, like, grabbing, they're like, thanks. Like,
oh, it's fine.
I'm just going to throw these away.
They That's should be like using Joe a had, I was like, oh, yeah, the face?
Why did he look so red?
I think it was from the goggles.
The goggles, because they squeeze you so tight.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like me and him have the same size head, and they're not built, they're built like one size fits all, and it does not fit all. And it like presses your head, so you trim bright as a tomato, and then you have the, he had like the goggle outline, because it's like you just went snorkeling or
it
something.
It looks so
like
fun.
It did.
But you
know, yeah, upset me was Melania saying, you're going to be away at camp next year. And then Teresa's soundbite saying, hopefully she won't remember all these birthdays that her dad was gone. Of course she'll remember all these birthdays that her dad was gone. Not particularly the birthday, but all three, more than 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe she'll luck out. Maybe she'll just be so focused on her parents calling her fat that she won't even have time to, you know, remember that he wasn't there for her as a father.
Here's what I think. I think Melania needs a strong father figure in her life, the type of wild child she is, mm-hmm. and he's going to be gone in some really important years, so I'm worried for her.
Maybe it's Gabriella's real father. Maybe track them down. Get a new storyline.
Oy vey.
He's the father they all need.
He's like a professor.
Yeah,
he's a
What was the show?
Maury.
Oh, yeah. We need, like, a Maury blood test situation. Oy vey. Okay, well, what else? Dolores' dog is having kidney failure. It's really sad. She doesn't seem that sad while talking about him, which upset me.
No. It's like, new dog, new decor.
She's like, how's he doing? The daughter's like, 90% dead. And she's like, oh, okay. And she goes and checks on the kitchen. Like,
I'm
like,
still to keep him alive for my validation. Okay. Instead of, like, letting this dog, like, out of its misery. I think that's so terrible to do. And then it's like, I feel like she's just using, and I love Dolores. I think she's so hot. I have, like, a girl crush on her. I wish I could look that good now, let alone after two kids. That's insane. But it's like, when her, like, gym partner, like, the business partner calls her, and he's like, and she's like, oh, well, I'm having a kitchen redone. And it's like, yeah, getting your kitchen redone is a choice. And also, you're not doing any of the work. Mm-hmm. So it's, you're just sitting there watching them work. And she's like, and I'm my dog. And I'm like, I feel like you're like, oh, what am I going to do when this dog dies? I'm going to have to, you know, hopefully one of my other seven, you know, start kicking the bucket.
Here's what I'm mad about the business partner calling. This was obviously a total BS setup. Mm-hmm. Because obviously he's not just randomly calling while the cameras are rolling. And he's cursing her out for not showing up. I mean, maybe that's been happening here and there in real life. But, like, to fake it for the show?
She's working, like, on the show. Taping at her house.
And I didn't know what, like, she was supposed to do at the New Jersey version of Cut Fitness. Like, what is she? She's not being a trainer.
Exactly.
It's money, and it's not her money. It's the ex-husband's, and then Siggy's like, you're going to work, and so now she's like gonna be like, give me your phone, you're going to work,
right?
Like, I love that Siggy, like, she's, I wish she was my life coach, because I feel like she's the only one I couldn't, like, BS, like, she would make me do stuff because I'm terrified of her.
Right.
I love her, but I'm like,
right,
I'm like, she's not gonna go. And she even said, she's like, you know, I could get a job, but, you know, I don't, she said basically, like, that she doesn't have to.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, then get off her back. If she doesn't have to, that may not be the way you live your life, but it's like, listen.
Here's the problem. It is probably not good for her to be 18 years later financially depending on an ex-husband. Like, if he falls in love and gets married. Or wait, he is married, right?
I think he has a significant other.
Yeah.
I mean, one of these days, whoever he's dating is going to be real pissed.
She must
that
be
the...
so understanding, because that money could be hers.
That's what I'm saying. She's
I feel bad
be
for
like,
her. Why isn't she on the show?
Right? That's what's interesting. Why are we
talking
about her kitchen and her dog? What's interesting.
I feel like that's such a good story.
Yes.
It's like, does being Mr. New Jersey pay that well? Like, what is he doing?
He owns a bunch of gyms himself. So that's how she's getting involved with investing in a gym with her own money.
Right.
To be able to stand on her own 2 feet. We'll see.
But Siggy's right. Anything could happen. He could be lying about their finances and then all of a sudden have zero, and then what would she do?
He could all of a sudden decide he's going to marry whoever he's dating and be like, you know, sorry, doll, it's not okay with her that I'm giving you all this money. We have been divorced for almost 20 years. Like, you need to get a job. It's not good, in my opinion. She's got it made, though. That's a good hustle. That's like a Kardashian
style. Both of our kids are hot and smart. Like, the daughter's a vet. Frankie's, you know, beautiful. She gets paid for 18 years. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah. She's got a good
hustle.
I
want her to, like, she should write a book. Out of all of them, I don't care what any of them else have to say. I want her to write a book on how you get people to do that.
Good point. These are the things we need. Teach me your ways. Yes. These are the things we need to learn from you, Dolores.
I'll personally pay you to fly the entire family out. Well, just Frankie and the mom.
This is the underlying storyline for Dolores.
And that's with the dog in the kitchen. This is what we want to know.
Basic. That's very basic, Dolores. We need the goods. So the only other thing that happened was both the dividing line down the middle of the cast. We've got partial cast in one room and partial cast in another room announcing that we are going on a trip very soon. And something's wrong in New Jersey because they're not going anywhere ever. The thing with Teresa is she couldn't go anywhere the past couple seasons because of the pending legal stuff. Now, why can't she go anywhere this time? Why are we staying in the state of New Jersey?
I have no idea.
This is annoying.
Yeah, they don't go on good trips in New Jersey. They need to go somewhere for real.
Right. Didn't they used to? Was there any good trips?
I feel like they always go to Atlantic City and
they go to the bunch of, like, places.
Didn't they go to Florida last year?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I am from Florida. What a terrible... that was her real prison sentence. That's where it started.
Not a vacation.
Oh, God. Yeah, but they went to, like, the Shore Hills Mall, where, like, Beverly Hills goes to Dubai, and they're like, you're going an hour away. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it.
Not good. I'm not happy. Well, let's look ahead to next week's trip and predict.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I feel like my energy level has dropped. I'm like, yeah, so...
Talking about Jacqueline can do that to you.
ladies, what do we think happens next week on our fabulous weekend away?
At the Airbnb that they rented, that looked very sparsely decorated.
Ski slope Airbnb, yeah.
I am excited to see, we see Jacqueline enter in a turban, which is the most exciting thing she's done. I'm very excited, because I feel a turban is a hard look to pull off unless you're Erica Jane, and I'm very excited to watch her fail. Fail at that.
I don't know, but I mean, Jacqueline's going to get drunk and, like, lash out at everyone and talk about her problems. I think, like, her marriage is intact, but she's a sick child. She has horrible supposed finances. So I think she's going to just, like, lay out all her problems.
That's going to be the party game, is Debbie Downer, who can depress, like, I can out-depress you. Listen to my life, and I'm losing my free babysitter, Ashley. She's leaving me.
I'm interested to know what is going to happen next week that makes Teresa call Joe and say, come pick me up because of this bitch Jacqueline, or whatever she said.
And also, Joe can't drive, so... It's going to be longer waiting for the pickup.
I think next week looks messy, but I think it's not going to be as messy as we want.
Mm. Oh, you feel like Bravo's tricking us? The editors always trick us.
Oh, yes. My God.
Because I feel like this preview at the end of this episode was not, I don't know, it was very like Frankenstein, like chopped up and put back together all weird.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I thought, remember when in the previews you saw her going, oh, poor Jacqueline? I thought that was, like, for real. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought something bad was going to happen to Jacqueline and Teresa felt bad. I'm like, that was it? That was what the poor Jacqueline was?
I knew she wasn't being nice in that, but I kind of thought...
I can play nice, and I can play not so nice.
Yeah, so I kind of thought when she said that in the previews that that was from this coming episode, where they're maybe fighting on the trip. But it wasn't. So interesting.
Hmm.
Well.
We'll see.
Couple of things. Lauren Manzo, congrats, is a new homeowner as of today with her husband. And wait, I have something so funny. Okay, wait. So she posted it on Instagram. And I don't know what this person wrote because they deleted their own comment. But Lauren replied to this person, $0, you jealous fucking twat. So I'm assuming...
Wait, she replied to me?
It wasn't you. But I think people were writing a lot of stuff like, oh, how much money did your parents give you, spoiled brat, kind of a thing. Because there's a few of those.
Yeah, and it's like her parents didn't give her money. Bravo gave her the money and the paycheck. That's completely different.
Exactly. So she's been cashing these reality show checks for how many years? Plus, she does own those businesses. So,
which I've been to, cafes. It's very nice.
Really?
Yes, it's really nice. I met her. I have a picture on my blog.
How was she?
Yes, it was like a couple years ago.
Tell people where they can go on the blog to read.
I don't know. Just go to fernrone.com and it'll lead you somewhere.
What was she like? How was she?
Very sweet. Really sweet. You could read about it on my blog, but we went after a baby shower. We dragged our mothers, and we met her, and Carolyn was walking out, and the place is really beautiful, but supposedly they redid it, so it's probably really nice now, and it's just like a cool makeup store, and they have like cute clothes, and she was really sweet.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
And we were like, we're so happy for you, because it was like she had just lost weight, and she looked great, and I don't know. Yeah, she was really sweet.
Well, guys, get excited because Fern is also going to be going to Rails for us this year. When are you going to Rails?
I don't know. Well, I'm going home in September for my mom's birthday, so we have to, we're like coordinating with my aunts and my cousins because they're going to want to go too.
Yeah. Here we go. Fern's going to Rails. So
follow me
in
on Snapchat.
So excited. Stay tuned. When do you get back from your trip?
September 20th.
All right, guys. So
full report.
The next episode after September 20th, the Monday after that. We will have a full report on Rails for you.
And Albie Manzo's coming in.
Oh!
September 2nd.
You guys, exclusive. Albie Manzo's coming Friday, September 2nd. So we'll be live that morning at 10 a.m. with Albie at probably more like 10:15 because you know how we are around here with being on time. and then you can watch it like forever on YouTube or download it on the podcast.
Tweet any of us with your questions, your burning questions for Albie.
Yes, please do because... it's been a year since we covered Manzo with Children, and I'm like, you know, we need a refresher.
Yeah.
And what do you girls want to know? I definitely know he's single right now, but obviously we're going to ask him again.
Do you remember his Millionaire Matchmaker episode where she said both of them?
I never watched it. I never watched it.
It's the younger one, Chris, that she sent to Medieval Times, right? And she was like, that was a terrible date. I was like, I would love that date. Are you kidding? Go Red Knight. That would be like my dream date. You get to eat with your hands.
Oh, my God. Well, guys, I think we're going to call it a night. Shabbat shalom. What do you say?
Peace be with you.
Oh, I don't know. Peace be with you is Catholic. What do you say when you're Jewish, like, say goodnight to somebody?
I don't know. I guess shalom. I don't know. I got to ask my husband.
Damn it. We need a Jewish friend in here with us.
We could call my in-laws in both of them.
All right, ladies, where can we find you during the week for some chatting online?
You can find me. My Twitter is AnnabelleLee417, and my blog and podcast is called Adderall and Compliments.
This is Fern. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at FernRone, and you can check out my blog, FernRone.com.
And you guys can chat with me on Twitter, which I love doing, my preferred method. I'm also on Instagram and Snapchat if you want to follow along. It's all at Megan Stecher, and it's spelled MEGANSTECHER. Thank you for joining us for another recap of The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Give me your phone!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.